Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Because it's a Bible topic, we're going to talk about government and God's ordination for civil government among men. Now, unfortunately, on this topic, most people, 99% of them, even preachers, have little or no foundation Bible knowledge about this topic. The Bible addresses this, as we're going to see specifically, and yet, so we have people running around with all their little opinions, and, you know, they're all selfish about that, and you know what? We need to repent and go in with a clean slate into the Bible and study what God's word says about leaders. They are to do what? 2 Samuel 23:3. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. That's a good start as we begin this message. We should understand, saints, that civil government is ordained of God, and good leaders, that doesn't mean they're saved. Most of them are not saved, but good leaders clean house. They bring sweeping and far-reaching reform, just like King Asa, who even removed his mother for being an idolater in 1 Kings chapter 15. Now, the scripture tells us that we're to pray for our leaders so that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives while we make known the one and only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, and he is to be testified in due time. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 6. And in testifying of Christ, God desires, this is stated will, perfect will. This is not my opinion. If you would read this passage and get honest with God, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You are not a very honest person. You are listening to all of these lunatics that are creating traffic for their websites or their YouTube channel or social media accounts by continually manufacturing these lunacies and theories about Trump and everything else. And it's interesting that you are the one trusting them and not God, because God said that he's the one that decides who's going to be put down and who's going to be set up in leadership. We're going to read a little bit of that in a minute, but these people have no time to trust God or read his word, and they read right over these scriptures. They don't care about the Bible because they're too enraptured in the hysteria of attacking a mere man named Donald Trump, who's not in control. And by the way, he's not saved, but he's got a whole lot more wisdom than some of these folks I'm rebuking in this message. Notice what 1 Timothy 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, that means humble request, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, that would be people in civil leadership positions, for kings, presidents, governors, etc., for all that are in authority, all. Here's why we're to pray for these people in leadership, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So God is stating here clearly that we are to pray as his people for those in authority, all those in authority. And here's why. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. How is all of the things we've seen going on in the pedo perverse regime of so-called Joe Biden, who's a mere puppet, how is that anything but the absolute diametrical opposite of quiet and peaceable living? We've got countries emptying their jails to unleash their worst criminals on America. And yet we have a man named Donald Trump who is reversing these communistic infiltration measures to make our country safe again, and yet some so-called Christians hate, and they spend all their time manufacturing reasons why he's the Antichrist. I don't buy it. Somebody's going to have to be the Antichrist. Is Trump the Antichrist? Personally, I highly doubt it. So let's take a look at just a few of the many sweeping reforms that he's making. And here's one where the Coast Guard leader over the DEI obsession, and a leader who ignores ignored border security threats and other significant failures. He just fired that individual. I mean, the stupidity of what's going on. And then people that claim to be Christians are upset that Trump is laying an axe to the root of this stupidity. On day one, he announced that as a United States national policy from here forward, that there are only two genders. Now, I'm not even going to go into the insanity of that. My point here is to rebuke professing Christians who somehow, I mean, I can't even get through all of the amazing things that are happening. And I don't have time for this because I've got so much else to do in the ministry. But you can't get away from all of the things that he's doing. He just released 1,500 innocent people, many of them Christians who were J6ers and who we've been ministering to, we've been sending books to, they've sent letters back to us, to me, and some of you have seen those. Just look at J6, put in the letter J and then 6, no space, on safeguardyoursoul.com on the search box, and you will see some of their letters. You're not happy? That's 1,500 innocent people. Most of them have been incarcerated and abused and tortured and put in 5x9 cells for 3 or 4 years, and you're not happy about that? Because you're so full of hatred for this man named Donald Trump. You have some serious heart problems. I have no doubt about that. And don't care if you think I'm wrongly judging you. I know you as other believers are to know you by your fruit. And the scripture speaks about this type of person. Jesus spoke about having no part dark, Luke 11, verse 36, I believe it is. And notice in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 20, he that hath a froward heart findeth no good. Those who have wicked, dark hearts, they can't find anything good in anything because of their own unrepentant, dark hearts. He that hath a froward means distorted, false, crooked, perverse heart, findeth no good. They can't find anything good in what Donald Trump's doing. Donald Trump, again, is not saved. Nobody is trusting him. Not around me. We're not trusting him. We're trusting God. And when you trust God, you trust that God does what he says in his word. Notice Psalm 75, 6, and 7. For a promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south. Now, what did he leave out? He left out the north. God is in heaven, the scripture says in Ecclesiastes. That's northward. So, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south, that is horizontally, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. If anybody believes that, they wouldn't be doing what these people I'm talking about are doing, because they understand. Bible believers, Bible students, disciples of Christ understand by this and other scriptures, we'll read a couple of more here in a minute, that God is in control. But Trump this and Trump, I'm sorry, why are you deifying Trump and then telling other people that they've made an idol out of him? You're obviously putting him ahead of God and above God. Because if God put him in place, and he sure did, he even saved his life from numerous attempts on his life to assassinate him. So God put him there, so what's your problem? What is your problem? Do you not trust God has all wisdom and that he's in control? Daniel 4:32 says, quote, the Most High, that's God Almighty, ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. So God gave the leadership of the United States for a temporary time to Donald Trump. You got a problem with that? It's because you are in need of repentance. You're calling God a liar. You're all upset by God's decision because you got this all figured out. See, the problem is these people are playing God instead of letting God be God and just going about the Father's business. I can tell you this without even asking them. They're not winning anybody to Jesus. They're not even evangelizing anybody. They're not edifying anybody in the body of Christ. They're not building up the saints. They're completely out of the will of God, and they are absolutely in need of repentance. We just read in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, that we are to be making known this one Savior who would have all men to be saved, God would, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We're to be preaching this one mediator between God and man. He is to be testified, there's the Great Commission, in due time, and that time is now. Jesus said, don't say there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest, but you go now. The fields, the souls are already ready to be harvested. harvested. John 4:34-38. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, God just told us in 1 Timothy 2, in case anybody listening, and I believe there are many, believes what the Word of God says, that this is the Constitution and the counsel of God. Let me say, this text, not me, this text, 1 Timothy 2:1-6, tells us that God's will is that you and I pray for our leaders. He didn't say we have to love them, but we could be a whole lot worse off than having Donald Trump. In fact, he's probably the best president in our lifetime. I guarantee you he is, and maybe in the history of the country. Presidents aren't spirit-filled, tongue-talking preachers. That's not what governors are to be. They have a duty from God in Romans 13 to set up a financial system, also to protect the people by punishing evildoers. Romans 13, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. People confuse this. They don't have a mature understanding of what God's ordination is for civil leaders. We have a category on Safeguard Your Soul to help you learn the Word of God concerning this matter. All you have to do is put in the word America after safeguardyoursoul.com and it will come up. Or on the desktop version, the drop-down menu, which is at the top right of every page on Safeguard Your Soul, just go hit A and it'll go right down to the A category, America. And it's definitely far past time that we grow up in this matter and understand that God sent his people to do his great commission. And he also, so that anarchy and chaos was not reigning, he ordained, while we are doing that, so that chaos isn't reigning and Christians aren't getting killed left and right. That's not God's perfect will. That's why civil government is in place, to punish evildoers. They're to be punished. They're to be put in jail. They're to be dealt a sentence commensurate with the crimes they commit. 1 Peter 2:13-14. Civil government is ordained for the punishment of evildoers. Do we get that? Are we getting a picture here? I don't mean to be rude, because most of you are godly people with a balanced outlook on the kingdom and coming from the kingdom and the Lord and fair-minded. But we got some lunatics running around that just can't seem to stop hating on this man they make an idol of. He's got rent-free space in their mind. Donald Trump. They act like he's in charge, when God says he's in charge and that he sets up men and takes men down. And he also says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. You see, they don't believe that God is in control of who gets put in office, or that even after they're in office that he controls their heart, when the Bible tells us that expressly. So who is it that is an idolater? We'll go over that a little bit more here in a minute. I'm going to try to close here pretty soon. Daniel 2:21, and he, God, changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, that's governors, presidents, prime ministers. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. There it is. He says it again. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. See, so for months now, before the election, many of these poison peddlers, these lunatics, promised the gullible that Trump was going to throw Christians in jail. Wait a minute, we already had 4 years and he did anything but that. He let a lot of people out of jail that should have never been in jail. He reformed that. He brought justice, more of it a little bit, to the justice system, and boy, it needs a whole lot more. So these guys promised, these men and women that are charlatans, in my opinion, they promised all of these gullible listeners that listen to their YouTube channel and follow their social media pages. They promised them that Trump was going to do all of this bad stuff. He was going to throw Christians in jail and murder all the Christians. He did anything but that in his first term. So we know people by their fruit. Now, if you don't mind, I want to ask a rhetorical simple question, and that would be, how many lies and misleading, deceptive, sleight of hand information and things do they have to tell and say before you stop listening to them? So regarding these false watchmen who are not feeding the flock and teaching the Word of God and grounding people in the Word and in Christ, let me stop this. Say this, just because people or somebody's exposing somebody else, just as these false watchmen are spuriously slandering Donald Trump, in no way means that they are accurate in what they're doing. Let me read a scripture to you. So cross-examination is actually biblical. Proverbs 18:17. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just. Now, those who speak out first, that's all the people have heard about a situation. They speak out first. Like in a court case, the jury listens to the prosecution side, and then they listen to the defense side. Many times, we all know, we've seen this in documentaries or literally being involved in jury duty or whatever. We've seen where the prosecution rolls out this horrendous case against some guy or lady or several people, and it just seems like if you were to stop right there, you would go, man, these people are totally guilty. But the more you grow and seasoned in the Lord, the more we're going to learn to reserve judgment. Everybody should have their fair day in court, as the saying goes. But notice, he that is first, the person who makes the first entry, which is usually, I believe, the prosecution, they bring the case against some person in most cases. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just. Seem like they're being fair, they're justly stating the facts. And then the next part of the verse says, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him out. In other words, he brings a more full spectrum of the actual facts. How many times have we seen a documentary about an actual court case? I mean, you just hear the story about this woman or this man, and you're like, oh, that person's just a crazy person. How could they have done this? And then the defense comes in, let's, for example's sake, that the defense is offering the facts, and they show that this person is completely innocent of what they're being accused of. So I say that to say and encourage us to pray for wisdom. And some of these people, I'm not even going to mention names, they have large followings, and they come up with stuff that is so amateur and so obviously false, and it bearing false witness. Listen, they're starting with the end in mind. For example, in this case, they have some kind of something in them, and it ain't God. I don't believe it's God at all, because God is love, first of all. But God has put Trump where he is, and I myself, as well as probably over half the country, sees the wisdom of God in it. We're seeing it already. We already knew what he did in the first term. Now he comes in, he's doing things like releasing and pardoning a beloved lady named Bevelyn Williams. This lady was thrown in jail for praying at an abortion clinic. Let me just tell you this, my friend, if you're listening, you need to get saved if this doesn't make you happy. If you're so full of hate for this guy named Trump, who owns you at this point until you repent, that you can't be glad that justice was done because he's involved and you hate him so much, but you could care less about this beloved woman named Bevelyn Williams, who's now set free. She was put in jail, I don't know how many years, I guess it was a year or so ago. And if you don't care that she's set free, I got a real issue with that personally. Not that I'm going to lose any sleep over it. What I mean to say is, I don't believe you're saved. Jesus came to set captives free from the devil. You're going to tell me that was Jesus that locked this lady up? This beloved lady, I believe she's a grandmother, because she prayed at an abortion clinic. Are you kidding me? And that doesn't make you happy? What about the Marine, the decorated Marine, who is now been released as a result of Donald Trump? He may have never been released. He was given, I believe, a long sentence. I can't even keep up with all the evil that's going on. But this man, his name, this Marine that I'm talking about, and by the way, yes, we ministered to Sister Bevelyn Williams. We sent her one or two of the ministry books. And this Marine decorated, I'm just going to point out a few examples, guys. I can't even keep up with all the good stuff that's going on. But brother, you're trusting Trump. No, I'm trusting God, because God said he's the one that put Trump in place. If you don't believe that, you are calling God a liar, you devil. And I don't care who Trump is as much as I like what he's doing. But again, Proverbs 17:20, these evil-hearted, darkened, sinister, unrepentant, dark souls claiming to be Christians can't find anything good in all of this good stuff that's going on, because they hate this guy Trump so bad, and they're full of hatred, which means they're going to hell. They're murderers, according to 1 John 3:14-15. Anybody who hates is a murderer. What kind of sick devil, yeah, I'm calling you a devil if that's you, wouldn't be super elated and celebrating that this man named Chris Kuhn, a United States Marine, and that kind of goes real close to my heart, and many of you veterans, who was locked up. This is a decorated Marine who went to war so that we could be free here in our homeland. Well, that's supposed to be the case, and that's another story, but that was his intent. He got locked up for nothing, for attending the J6 rally. And they deleted all of the evidence because it was clearly a setup by the government to attack Donald Trump and his followers. And now it's come back full circle and they're in big trouble. And I'm not going to be shedding one tear. I'm going to be dancing when these animals go to jail. One thing's for sure, they're going to jail in hell forever. This is the fruit of evildoers that are incarcerating, taking dads and moms and grandmothers and grandfathers away from their own families. Unbelievable. For nothing they did wrong. Some of them actually did things right, like the lady in Colorado who's in jail. I'm sure now she's going to be released if she hadn't already. Because of Trump, the guy these lunatics hate, she was a grandmother and a mother, obviously, and she was put in jail for actually following the law to insist upon fair elections. Unbelievable. And she was put in jail. And you're not happy about that? You're not happy that she's going to be released? Let me just say it straight out. You need to get saved. You are not saved. You are full of yourself and could care less about anybody else but yourself. Your God is your belly. You glory in that which you should be ashamed of. You're celebrating your hate for this guy named Donald Trump and continuing to feed that filthy lie instead of reading and believing the Word of God, especially some of the scriptures we've read already, that God's in control. If you were trusting God, you would know God put Trump in control, even though you don't like him. You don't have to like him. I don't like everything about him either. But who can argue with the fruit? I mean, I can't even keep up with all this stuff he's doing. This woman, again, Bevelyn Williams, was arrested for praying at an abortion clinic. She's now released. 1,500 J6ers, all innocent, were released. Several of them were killed by our wicked government. On January 6th, they were murdered. Ashley Babbitt is one of them. And there was another lady. So Donald Trump also pardoned many others who were thrown in jail. Not only Bevelyn Williams and Chris Kuhn, the Marine, and many others, over 1,500 of them. Some of them were thrown in jail for praying, like Bevelyn Williams, at an abortion clinic. Now, who in their sane mind would be happy about this? You got to be kidding me. Everything that Trump is doing is throwing more eggs on the faces of the complete lunatics who spent all their time leading up to the election and still concocting reasons why it's showing pictures and videos. Well, he's part of some kind of satanic society. Oh, I'm sorry, that makes him greater than God, right? Wrong. See, they trust him as if he's got all this power, and they go on and on and on concocting reasons why he's so evil. Apparently, they foolishly think that Trump is evil and that his evil is greater than the Almighty. That right there is where their trust is. They trust Trump. They think he's got all this power. Listen, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Proverbs 21:1. Say it with me. The heart of the king is in whose hand? Is in the hand of the Lord. I'm sorry, guys. What is it that we don't understand about that? If we're truly trusting God, we would repent today. I encourage you to, if this is you, raise your hands to God in repentance or bow your head and announce to him what he already knows. Admit it. You are a wicked self-idolater. You're full of rebellion and pride and darkness and all evil, idolatry, and every evil under the sun. That's the only reason why you'd be in this state. And all the while, you have a formula, a formality, a form of godliness, pretending to serve God by hating evil. And so you hate this guy named Donald Trump, but you're ignoring what the Bible actually says. When people create videos and take snapshots, Donald Trump has probably taken pictures with 10,000 people. That doesn't mean he knew what they were doing or that he was a part of it. And so you got these deceivers that are trying to conflate or make sure everybody knows that because Donald Trump knew some wicked person and he happened to take a party picture with them 20 years ago, that somehow he's guilty of their sins. The Bible says in Ezekiel that every man is guilty for doing his own evil individually. Fathers are not, it even goes as far as to say fathers are not guilty for anything their sons do, or sons are not guilty for anything their fathers do. How stupid can we get here? How gullible can you be? But even if that's the case, God put him in office and he's not greater than the Almighty. That was the problem with David's brothers. They had Goliath erected as some god of this world, but David was seeking the face of God, and so he didn't fear Goliath even an iota, and he came and took him out because he was seeking the Lord and his strength and seeking his, the Lord's face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11. So these people are obviously not in the will of God. Oh, but brother, they got a big following on YouTube and they speak real eloquently and they concoct all these pictures and videos and reasons why Trump is basically in control. I'm sorry. The Bible says God's in control. So somebody's lying here. The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Who rules in the kingdom of men? Daniel 4:32. The Most High does. Who removes kings and sets up kings? The Most High. Daniel 2:21. Who is it that promotion comes from? God. Who is the judge? God is the judge. Psalm 75:6-7. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Who's in control, saints? Is your foolish heart this darkened? Ephesians 4:18. Now, obviously, each of us as Christians has the individual God-given liberty to view Donald Trump any way we'd like. My problem is not Donald Trump. This isn't about Donald Trump or any politician. This is about people being so ungrounded in the Word of God and walking in the Spirit through the crucified life that they're led about by these fake watchmen who are so obviously fake, it's mind-boggling that anyone would follow them, yet they have large followings of professing Christians. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits whether they are of God. So these people claim that others who just voted for Trump didn't go to his rally. Most of the people that voted for him didn't go to his rally. Millions went to his rally, I know. But most people couldn't even go. I mean, there's just too many people that voted for him. But somehow they're trusting Trump instead of God. And yet these same people refuse to trust God, to trust what he said, as we just read again. And he said that he puts leaders in place and that he controls the hearts of all leaders for his divine purposes. These people actually do not believe God is in control. If they did, they wouldn't be so afraid of Trump and going on and on and on lying about him. They believe Trump is in control, which makes them the idolaters. Think about that for a moment. They think he's in control. That's why they're so scared. You talk about stupidity. He's done nothing but set people free from jail. When they've been saying for months that he's going to put people in jail and he's got all of these nefarious plans, and you got to be kidding. Again, if you look at the Gateway Pundit or a real news source, you're going to see so much stuff going on, and it's just begun. He's not even getting started. Did you see all the executive orders that he signed? Listen, the point here is not Trump and America so much as the gullibility and the lack of wisdom and ability, the deliberate refusal to discern everything by the Word of God, which we just read and makes it clear. It makes it clear. But these people, and I'm identifying what's wrong with them, the Bible is, they find it no good. They have nothing but darkness in their heart. They have no optimism. The glass is always either half full or empty. These are dark hearts that cannot see the light. They refuse the light of truth and therefore dwell in darkness and see all from their own, everything in the world, including this whole picture of America that we're talking about. They see it all from a dismal perspective out of their own degenerate souls. They are not walking in the Spirit. They find nothing to be happy about. The Bible tells us to give thanks in all things, even the bad things. Ephesians 5, verse 20. More of what Trump is uncovering. Jesus said that all the darkness is going to be brought to the light. And we see that happening when Trump is declaring that all the Martin Luther King, JFK, and all of these things that happened in America in the past are all going to come out into the light. What a blessing. So the drug cartels are now designated officially by Trump's signature as foreign terrorist organizations. They're going to be dealt with by the United States military, which means they're going to be obliterated unless they just go away on their own, which is highly unlikely. Again, we're just glancing over a few things that Trump has done. Another thing he did was remove the portrait of traitor Mark Milley, this army general, complete devil from hell. And Trump immediately suspends funding for United Nations relief and works agencies. And we all know that the United Nations is basically Antichrist system central. Now, isn't that interesting that Trump just cut off the funding to that wicked organization? He immediately removed us from the Paris Accord and from the WHO, the World Horrific Organization, otherwise known as the World Health Organization, through which millions upon millions have been murdered, some by way of the death vax. And we also know that the WHO is definitely at the center of the Antichrist system, and yet Donald Trump cut off funding to that organization. And we have all of these stories coming out of individual blessed people just like us who are being released from prison, as I said earlier. Here is more about what Trump's doing, and it's, again, and everything he's doing is good, and it's all egg on the face of the lunatics that some of you have followed, and you ought to be ashamed. So he is protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Control Applications Act to TikTok. He's granting pardons and commutation of sentences for certain offenses relating to the events around January 6th. He's putting America first in international environmental agreements. He's delivering, by the way, remember, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. That's what the Bible says, Proverbs 21:1. So you think God might be using him to do this? Much of it, at least. He's delivering emergency price relief for American families and defeating the cost of living crisis. That's what governments are to do, Romans 13. That's one of the things God's ordained them and set them in place to do, along with keeping the peace so that the believers, God's people, can be protected as they minister. Number 6, hiring freeze. Number 7, regulatory freeze pending review. Number 8, return to in-person work. Well, we got so many people being paid a lot of money for the government while they're doing nothing. Number 9, it's more government waste. Amen. Ending the weaponization of the federal government. Hello, the courts, all the way down to the local communities, are absolutely corrupt. And anybody that's been involved in them knows that. Number 10, restoring freedom of speech and ending federal censorship. In fact, on social media, namely Facebook, one of the platforms we're on, we have been just unleashing, as maybe some of you have, all kinds of information, exposing darkness and the murder of the medical community with all of the actors that are involved. And they haven't touched any of mine lately because they knew Trump was coming in office and they were going to have to become accountable. And Mark Zuckerberg, quite frankly, needs to be indicted. He needs to be investigated, indicted, and thrown in jail for the appropriate offenses that he has committed, which are many. He, with impunity, stole the freedom of speech of the American people because he's working for the devil's posse, the New World Order posse. He's a child of the devil, and now he's trying to buddy up to Trump. So freedom of speech is officially restored. We have a First Amendment. Have you ever read it? We have the right to speak, the right to gather, the right to assemble and protest. Number 11, securing our borders. Number 12, protecting the meaning and value of American citizenship. Number 13, realigning the United States Refugee Admission Program, unleashing American energy. 15, clarifying the military's role in protecting the territorial integrity of the United States. Number 16, America First trade policy. There are so many. This is the first day, and this isn't all. This is 40 things. You can read it, Gateway Pundit, and the article is titled, "Here's the full list of presidential actions Trump signed on day one." I don't know. In my mind, I'm either insane or some other people might be insane. I can't understand why in this message, the things we're mentioning, it's only a very fraction of what's going on, that people wouldn't be glad about this.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but God does. Why don't we just let God be God and keep our hand on the plow of the Great Commission mandate Jesus gave us, as he said that only those that endure to the end shall be saved. Then the next verse, Matthew 24:13-14, Jesus said this gospel: "One thing's for sure, these false watchmen are not establishing the saints of Christ, in the word of God. In fact, Paul said, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so be ye established and rooted and grounded in him." This is Colossians 2:6-7, and Jesus said that only those who have a sound foundation will be found standing in the end, Matthew 7:19-29. And so we see that these men are not following the example of Jesus and the apostles, and therefore, in that case alone, on that alone, they are false. Beware, saints. True elders of Christ are establishing Christ's saints in the Lord, deeper and deeper roots, and also equipping them, maturing them for the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4:11-14. Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness." Amen. And so that's what we should be busy about. That is the Father's business. That's the real remnant. They're busy about the Father's business of teaching the word and preaching the word. Matthew, Mark, also Luke 2:49. Okay, so what happens when civil leaders are wicked? Psalm 12:8, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest pedophile perverts, men are exalted. Now, I threw those two P words in there, but the country was absolutely out of control. And instead of being happy that God put a man of law and order in the office, some people, they're just going to hate him no matter what. And it's because of their own evil hearts. So is it okay, or would it be biblical to rejoice that we have a much better presidential administration now than we had previous? Well, of course it would. I didn't say Trump was saved. I didn't say I trust Trump. I didn't say that Trump is perfect, but he's a much better choice. He's a much better leader, according to what God has ordained, which we've already been over in this message, according to Scripture, for leaders and civil authority to do. And notice, let me stop to say this. We are tracking directly through Scripture concerning civil authorities and governments that God set up. This isn't my ideas. This is God's word, which is the more sure word of prophecy, 2 Peter 1. And that is in contrast with the false prophets who are not grounding you in Scripture and teaching you that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. They are, on that point alone, misleading you. And anybody following these false watchmen proves to be in rebellion against God because they are doing their own thing. They want to have their own thoughts. They want to have their own opinion. They aren't people of truth. They don't declare with Paul, let God, that's the word of God, be true and every man a liar. They want to reserve their sinful right to be filled with hate toward a man that God actually put in office. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Psalm 119, 105. Are you following the word or false prophets? Notice, when the righteous are in authority, what happens? The people rejoice. We have a rejoicing among even unsaved, sane people now because law and order is coming at hand. It did the first day Trump took office. So when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But brother, he's not righteous. He's not saved. He is righteous compared to the last administration. You got to take it in context for what this is saying. He's a much more fit person to lead. Well, he did this. He's a serial adulterer. You better look in the mirror because you're not going to be judged because of his sins. You're going to be judged on your own sins. And I got a feeling you got a lot of them that you have never confessed and you haven't even repented. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bearing false witness against Trump. Even if that stuff's true or whatever part of it's true, he's not even saved. So what's it matter? Sinners are going to sin because they're sinners. Sounds like you are the one that has the problem. Hypocrite. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We had a dark death cloud over this country, and God has seen fit to give us another window. But instead of rejoicing about that, some are finding reason, no matter what, out of their own wicked hearts to complain instead of being happy that men and women and grandmothers and grandpas are now at home with their family healing. And we pray that they will be greatly restituted, which they will be, for what has been the injustice that have been done. Those people were mourning because the wicked were bearing rule. That's Proverbs 29:2. So while some are busy praying and moving forward in the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Great Commission, even more now that we have a real president of law and order and sanity and common sense in the United States, while others continue to dig up fabricated reasons to accuse, slander, bear false witness against, and attack Donald Trump and anyone who dared vote for him. Wow, how sinful that is. No, you voted in line with 1 Timothy 2:1-6 because you voted in order to have us Christians in particular, but everybody, have be able to live quiet and peaceable lives in neighborhoods that aren't overrun by criminals coming across the border, and even those that are Americans. So while some are busy spreading the gospel and seeing this as a window that God has given us to continue to preach and to bear witness and to testify of the one mediator between God and man, didn't Jesus say that the night cometh when no man can work? Yes, John 9:4. Are we busy about the Father's business? Some of you have been incapacitated by your own disobedience by giving ear to these spurious lies spawned by and perpetually promulgated by these false watchmen, to where you're incapacitated from doing the work of God. And that means you're in big trouble because Jesus said, said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, the will of my Father which is in heaven. And you're not doing the will of the Father because you're paralyzed with fear that's been induced by lies, and with lies via these many false prophets which Jesus said would come and deceive many. Matthew 24:11. So while some, the obedient, the remnant, are busy about the Father's business, others continue to dig up evil against Donald Trump and anyone who voted for him. So as we've read before, he that hath a froward heart, a wicked heart, a distorted, darkened, crooked, perverse heart findeth no good, no matter what. He finds no good. And that's what we got going on here, saints. We need to walk wisely. The Bible says the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we just clearly read scripture that is a open rebuke. It should be causing repentance in those who have allowed themselves to become this darkened in heart, to where they don't trust God at all. They trust Trump. They trust he's going to be evil, according to them. And every minute of every day, the man outworks everybody. He only sleeps 4 hours a day. He's 78 years old, I believe. Unbelievable. He puts us all to shame in many ways. And he is delivering on what he promised. That's pretty much a first in our lifetimes. As Americans, we get promises from fake, false, lying devils who are politicians. Listen, Trump keeps his word. That's another thing we ought to be happy about, and discern this man by his fruit and stop the hate. You're not saved if you're walking in hate. God is love, and he said if you hate in your heart, you are a murderer in his holy eyes. Let's pray, saints. Heavenly Father, for whatever this all means, we know that your word is the substance of all things. So we know that in this message, your word is above all things. And we say with the Apostle Paul, let God be true and every man a liar. And we know, Lord Jesus, you said that the world, heaven and earth, is going to pass away, but your word will never pass away. It will never be renovated or changed. Father, we ask you to circumcise our hearts, grant repentance where needed, God, and confession of all sin. We just want to thank you right now for this man that you chose to put in office. We don't know what your plan is. We don't know the future, but you do. And we're going to let you be God, Lord. We're going to cease trying to be God and figure everything out and just be put our hand to the plow of the Great Commission and be busy about your business. Lord, correct us, rebuke us, strip us, God. Make us pure all the way to the core of our being. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this new president that is in place, for all the good things and all the things, whatever they are, whatever they lead to, that you have planned, because you put him in office. And we honor you and what you said in your word, that you take down kings and you lift kings up. And we put this in your hands and go about your business as your humble servants in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.